Yeah, we are. At this time of year, we really appreciate the truck business. So we're seeing a lot more movement, which is good, considering last year was quiet for trucks overall. So it's good to see them back on the road.
So would you say the pickup in the live export is having a few flow-on benefits to other bush businesses?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it all affects us indirectly. We're lucky we don't really rely solely on any one industry, but I think out here with the live export, it affects everyone. So if the cattle stations aren't doing well, the trucks aren't doing well, and in turn we're not doing very well.
We are seeing a lot coming in from Queensland at the moment. Do many actually stop here at Barkley Homestead?
Oh yeah, for sure. It's nothing to really have 20 road trains here at one time, which is great. And once RTA get going, particularly there, they've got a lot of trucks and stop in here a lot. So we get them for meals and just pulling up wanting coffee and showers and that sort of thing. So great business.
Have you noticed a lift in the mood of the cattle producers around here this season?
Oh yeah, for sure. It was looking really bad here up until probably after Christmas. It was really dry. It's probably the worst I've seen in my time here. So it's turned from what was going to be a really ordinary season into a pretty good one now. So it's nice to see.
We are approaching the tourist season, which I guess is your main bread and butter. Tell us, what will it be like here in a couple of weeks' time?
Yeah, it's crazy. Actually, we've been preparing for the season, which sounds funny, but it's true, probably for the last 2 or 3 months. And in 6 weeks' time, it's like the floodgates open and it'll be full on from there on. So, yeah, just getting all the maintenance done, ready for the influx of tourists.